You are on shaky ground, listening to stories about earthquakes and tsunamis from the Triple Junction region of Northern California. When an earthquake happens, could a tsunami be coming? First ask, are you in a tsunami zone? If not, don't worry. If you are, pay attention to what nature is telling you. Case 1. You feel an earthquake. You recognize that it is an earthquake, but it lasts only a few seconds. A quick vibration and then it's over. The short duration means small magnitude and no tsunami threat. Case 2. You feel an earthquake that goes on and on and on. It may be strong, it might be weak, but you've never experienced any earthquake that lasted so long. The length means big, and big means a good chance that a tsunami is coming. As soon as the shaking lessens enough so you can safely move, grab your children, your grab-and-go kit, and head to high ground. But what if you aren't sure? Case 3 is the gray area. You know it's a quake, and it lasted a while, but you're not sure just how long. Don't split hairs. When in doubt, drill it out. Treat it as the real deal. Evacuate. If it turns out that no damaging tsunami was produced, you've gained the experience and confidence that you will know what to do when the real thing happens. This is Lori Dengler.